Sidebar: BOX-17.3 designs of prosthetic implants for total shoulder arthroplasty, unconstrained, anatomical design with a small, shallow glenoid component combined with a stemmed humeral component, the most frequently used prosthetic design, provides the greatest freedom of shoulder motion but no inherent stability, indicated when the rotator cuff mechanism is intact or can be repaired to provide dynamic stability to the GH joint, semi-constrained, a larger glenoid component that is hooded or cup-shaped, some degree of joint stability inherent in the design, indicated when erosion of the glenoid fossa can be compensated for by reaming the fossa and rotator cuff function. Although deficient preoperatively, can be improved by repair, reversed ball and socket, small humeral socket that slides on a larger ball-shaped glenoid component, couples some degree of stability with mobility for rotator cuff deficient shoulders that cannot be repaired, provides an alternative to standard, semi-constrained total shoulder arthroplasty, TSA, and hemiarthroplasty, constrained, fixed fulcrum, ball and socket designs with congruency of the glenoid and humeral components, greatest amount of inherent